We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
So petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, USA. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace, Angela Yee. Peace to the planet. It is Friday. Good morning. How's everybody feeling today?
Man, I'm happy it's Friday. Let's just say that. And it's a holiday weekend. It was a long week.
You sound exhausted, Yee. What happened?
I am exhausted. No, I've been working a lot. I had to work all day yesterday. Then I was at my coffee shop. Then we had some, you know, we were still getting all this flooding issues taken care of. There was a car that was stalled in front of my house because of the flood out here in Brooklyn. And they were out there for more than 24 hours waiting for a BMW service to come and get them. That's how crazy it was. It was just too many stalled out cars. It took them about, I think, about 26 hours that they were in front of my house. It's just been a lot.
So basically, it's Friday. You had a long week, and it's Labor Day weekend. It's a three-day holiday. Four, if you celebrate the Jewish holiday on Tuesday, right? So you need the break, basically.
I definitely need the day. And today's Envy's birthday.
Today is Envy's born day. I don't know where he is. He's supposed to be on there today, but I maybe he's sleeping in.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Just
him suck his teeth.
One time for the
Jamaican
birthday,
sucker
bitch.
The teeth.
I just like the intro. You got to give me a nice intro for my birthday.
I heard that fake sucker the teeth. Like a Jamaican. I heard you do that before you came on. I just mean you ain't brushed yet. Happy born day, though.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Happy birthday to all the Virgos. Shout out to Danny Fran. Shout out to Wax. Paige.
My brother Wax.
Low key.
My daughter Paige. I don't even know if I can say that anymore.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Because that story you reported early this week. What was you reporting on?
R. Kelly.
Yes.
R. Kelly and how everybody called him daddy.
Wow.
Not everybody don't call me that, but that's my family for real. But that, that was a running joke because when we were all on vacation, she told this white couple that she was our adopted daughter. So we always ran with that. She said that about me and my wife. So that was hilarious. But happy born day to Paige. Happy born day to Wax. Happy born day to Danny. Happy born day to Low Key. You said Low Key?
Okay, yeah, Low Key. Malcolm Key. Gladwell's birthday. August Alsina.
We have a gift for you guys this morning.
What we got?
Drake.
Oh, Drake, yes.
Birthday. Yeah. The new Drake album, Certified Lover Boy, is out. I haven't heard it yet.
My son hit me. That album came out at 2 in the morning. Okay.
It came out at 1. It actually came out at 1. It came out a little early. My son called me at 4 a.m. He listened to the album numerous times. and he was very excited. He said Drake's album.
Numerous times by 4 a.m.
Times at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, he hit me like 4:30, and he heard it twice, three times already. Not yet. They start school next week.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Yeah, he was up then.
Twice is not numerous times. Twice is twice.
It was like two, three times. Yeah, but Drake is one of his favorite artists, so he was very excited about this album. So I told him, you know, tell me what's your favorite cut, and he never hit me back, so I'm sure he fell asleep. But
I think you guys should start with 7 a.m. on Bridal Path.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah.
Yes, 7 a.m.
It's the intro to the
album. On Bridal Path. I'm just telling you guys, just listen to that.
Yeah, he's spitting on this one.
Did I read this correctly? That they said today is Drake Day, so they're playing 24 hours of Drake?
Only in New York.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's new? we play at least 19 hours of Drake any other day. So we
usually,
the other 6 hours.
Usually it's Pop Smoke. We usually do about 19 hours of Pop Smoke, but today they're going, it's 19 hours of Drake. It's well deserved. I think he's the biggest artist of the last decade.
Man, that's never happened for anybody. So
Jay-Z.
So usually it's... We did a 20. Did we do 24 hours of Jay-Z?
Yes, we did that for Hov.
Okay. So it's the home of hip hop, R&B, and Drake
today.
Any other day. So today is just the home of Drake, and more Drake.
Correct. So let's get into some Drake, and we'll be
what
back
with the
news.
What are we playing first? What are we playing first?
I have no idea. I haven't heard the album.
I thought you said.
Just know.
Oh, I said what we were playing first. I was just telling people what to listen to. I didn't say what we. I don't know what we're playing now.
You've listened to it, You listened to the album already?
I listened to a few songs. I listened to Champagne Poetry. He's tired of all y'all people who are under him talking about y'all over him.
I've listened to nothing.
Yeah, I heard him
talking about people saying the Drake era is over, but it's in the golden age. I heard him on 7 a.m. on Bridal Path. It feels like he's talking a lot about Kanye, too.
Well, yeah, that's the intro to the album. Do we have that? Do we have that ready, Dan?
Champagne Poetry?
You see how this show works? Usually they're supposed to let us know what we're about to play before we just do it. But just nobody has said anything. We're just guessing. So, hey, we're going to play Drake. No. Work it out for yourself.
All right, play some Drake. Good morning.
Yeah, today we're the home of hip-hop Drake, R&B Drake, and more Drake.
I love when Drake raps like that. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Today we're playing nothing but Drake all morning long. All right, but let's get in some.
This
front
is all to
news.
Celebrate DJ Envy's birthday. He requested this.
That's right. Now where are we starting?
Y'all beige God is back.
That's right.
Okay, the yellow God is back. So y'all have to kneel at his altar. And Envy wants nothing but the yellow God for his birthday for 24 hours.
Goddamn right.
All right. Well, let's give you a
never
Hurricane
do that for
Ida.
An artist from New York.
Right, we did it for Jay-Z. What are you talking about? We did it for Hov.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida. At least 59 people have died across 8 states, all because of Ida. And there were dozens of deaths in the Northeast. So far, there were at least 46 deaths that have been attributed to the storm in the Northeast, but 59 altogether. 9 confirmed tornadoes in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. And Joe Biden did approve New York and New Jersey emergency declarations. They were also people who were trapped in the subways. I don't know if you guys saw this footage, but that was a really difficult one. There was even a person that was trapped on an actual bus, a city bus. There were people trapped on a bus because of all the water. Mm-mm-mm. There was a trooper that died that was actually trapped in his car and was unable to get out. But there were 835 subway passengers who had to be rescued during the flooding and nearly 500 abandoned cars.
Yeah, there
so
was.
That's why.
There was a lot of abandoned cars. Yesterday, I had to go to the airport, and usually it takes me about 30 minutes from the station, maybe 40 the most. Yesterday, it took me 2 hours. Nothing but abandoned cars on the road, just sitting in the middle of the highway. Usually, where you would be going 50, 60 miles an hour, just cars, and you're like dodging cars the whole way through. So it was disgusting yesterday.
And I've been hearing a lot of this is not the last of this. So in our juice bar, the whole basement flooded. And now they're saying you have to get pallets that are 6 inches above the ground because they anticipate there'll be more situations like this in the future. And that is your front page news.
Wow.
Do y'all feel like y'all got the proper warning for this? I mean, I know that, this is the first time New York ever issued a flash flood, but you don't feel like it, right?
I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
I mean, they kind of did say the hurricane was coming. They didn't doubt and say maybe. They said the hurricane is coming, prepare yourself. But we just never seen anything like this. So usually when they say this, we think, okay, it's a little rain, we keep it moving. But I don't think anybody expected a hurricane.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a hurricane. It was still just
a tornado,
a
whatever
storm.
They called it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just hearing so many stories about people being flooded out. And I'm like, damn, I wonder, I know it's never happened before in New York like this, but did people feel like they got the proper warning? that this could.
I'm gonna tell you what the problem was on my block. The way the reason it flooded is because the drains are all clogged up, and no one cleans them, and so that's really why my block flooded. So they got to make sure they take care of that.
All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Call us now.
800-585-1051. If you listen to the Drake album already, call us up and let us know what your favorite song on that new Drake Certified Lover Boy is.
All right. The
Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Breakfast Club? It's Nick G from Michigan, man.
Nick G, what's up?
What's
get it off your chest, bro.
Man, first and foremost, man, I hope everybody being safe out there. I know it's crazy flooding and everything going on out there, so I hope everybody is safe. Good morning to y'all. But, man, this Drake album is crazy.
Okay, you heard it already.
I haven't had the chance to listen to it yet. It came out 2 in the morning. Wait, you wasn't asleep?
I drive trucks, man, so I'm up at 4 doing my thing. But this Drake album is fire. But I just want to know, what y'all like better? Y'all like Island Drake, Hood Drake, Heartbreak Drake, or R&B Drake?
I like rapping.
That's a great
Drake.
Question.
The first one on the album, 7 a.m., whatever that is, I like when he's rapping.
If Hood Drake is the rapping Drake, I like rapping Drake.
Yeah, Hood Drake. Okay, so y'all don't get a lot of that on this album. This album is tracks.
But I also, I do also like R&B Drake as well. I like both.
Man, I think my favorite is Island Drake. I ain't gonna lie. When he on them Island
You do?
Beats, man, that them Island beats are a vibe to me. I like the way he... I know it ain't like the traditional island music or whatever, but he be floating on them mugs. Those is all good songs. Any one of his
Give island me an
songs,
example.
Anyone with Rihanna, fire. Man, off top, I don't know the names off the top, but
I know what you mean. Anyone
with that Caribbean sound, he goes off on them for real.
With the rhythm.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, brother.
Have a good one, man. Yep.
You too. I tell you, my son thinks the same way. My son says this Drake does not miss. He loves this Drake album. I haven't heard a chance to listen. I heard the first joint and I heard the one with Hov, but I haven't heard the whole thing yet.
I was actually up and I put it on.
I haven't heard nothing.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
DJ Envy, this is Uber Mike from Dallas, Texas. How you doing?
Uber Mike, what up? Get it off your chest.
How you doing? Happy birthday, bro. My birthday be Tuesday, September 7th, so it's Virgo season.
Thank you,
and
sir.
And then Charlamagne, did you ever find that video of that lady who says, he put my leg on my side and go, bam, bam, bam.
Man, I got it saved. I love that video. That video is hilarious to me.
Oh, my God. You got me.
I always knew where it was. Our producers didn't know where it was.
Last thing, Angela Yee. So as an Uber driver in Texas, we could be sued for taking somebody for an abortion or whatever. How do you feel about that, man?
I think that's terrible. I think that is a complete violation. And we're going to talk about that in front page news some more, too, what Joe Biden had to say about that. But there needs to be some action that a complete stranger can. Mm-hmm.
Because I can ask a guy. So now I have to ask a person where you're going or whatever, because I have to worry about being sued now.
That's crazy.
All right. Yeah. So sorry. Y'all have a good morning. Okay.
You too, bro. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Curious about your studying with playlists, all free and waiting for you on the iHeart app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one app.
Power 105.1.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, man, it's your boy. Treat you 2 times, you already know what it is. I just dropped my first mixtape. It's on all platforms. I want everybody to go mess with. It's called Rich Off of Mac by Treezy 2 Times.
Terrible day to do that.
You dropped it the same day that Drake dropped his album. You thought that was right.
Terrible day.
Hey, terrible day. I've been having my date like a month ago. And then
you heard Drake. You could have pushed it back. You're independent.
Yeah, you soon as you heard Drake.
You're independent. You're in total control.
Back, bro.
Yeah, well, now let's make him go. Let's make it go. Let's see if we can make it go. What's it called again?
Rich Off of Mac by Treezy.
Rich Off a Mac.
That's the name. That's the name of it, because, you know, I do everything off my Mac. That's how I make most of my money. And, you know, I've just been saying that for the longest.
Yeah, Angela Yee says, let's see if we can make it go as we play 24 Hours of Drake.
Wait, let's make it go.
I don't know. Maybe while you're on there listening to Kanye, you'll go listen to Rich Off of Mac as well.
Come on.
Facts. I mean, you can find my Instagram at jabari.brown with 2 N's. I can spit something off the... Miss that for you?
Nah, it's all Drake today, bro. I'm sorry.
Only Drake today.
Go ahead. Do something real quick.
No, call back Monday. Let him go.
Spit a Drake verse. Go ahead.
Hello, who's this? Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Shark. What's up?
Shark, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, did Drake really say
get that address to your driver and stop posting it on social media.
Yeah, he did say something about posting. Oh my,
damn.
Drake, oh my God.
Hey, yeah. Charlamagne.
That's a hard bar.
Hey,
yeah. It is.
Hey, I talked to y'all about a month ago about my wife being a psychotherapist, and you told me you was going to get at me, and I haven't heard back from you.
Did you email us?
Man, you don't check that thing, man.
Oh, gosh.
Did you leave me a contact? I'm supposed to get at you.
Yeah, I done hit you like four times on that email on your link.
Well.
Yeah, I never got that. Leave the email with our producers right now.
Hold on, all right? No hang up. All right, let's go to one last line. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ty. How you doing?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
I just like to get off my chest. It's not nothing bad. You know, good morning, breakfast talk. First time calling, long time listener. DJ and B is our birthday today. It's burger season, baby.
That's right.
Let's get it.
Our birthday today, man. Shout out to Virgos. That's right. What you doing for your birthday? What you right doing for your birthday, bro?
Right now I'm a trucker, so I'm at work right now. But as soon as I get off, my girl taking me out, to dinner. Then we're going to head down somewhere like close to, Virginia Beach to do a couple things,
Okay. Okay. Do me a favor, though.
Congratulations, brother.
You
enjoy your day.
Blow that horn for me one time for your birthday, bro.
Do me a favor. You in that truck.
Hey.
Blow me one time for your birthday.
You is wild.
Let's get it. All right, happy birthday, brother. Shout out to all the Virgos out there celebrating their birthday today. All right. Now, we got rumors on the way here?
Yes, and you can buy this man's boxers. They're up for auction, and the starting bid is $500.
All right. Well, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. It's Drake all day, by the way. So if you keep hearing Drake joints, thanks, Red.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela
Yee. Drake told him to do it.
On The Breakfast Club.
That's your talk, Envy. Nobody want to hear you talk. Nobody want to hear you talk.
I was just saying that today is Drake all morning. So if you hear a lot of Drake
joints. We don't care what you were saying, clearly.
Joints.
That's why we hit the intro.
That
ahead,
is
G,
the reason why. Now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk
Drake. All right. Well, yes, Kanye's manager, since it's all about Drake versus Kanye right now, and some people feel like, by the way, this whole thing is just a marketing scheme, just to put that out there, and that there's not no real issues. But anyway, TMZ caught up with Kanye's manager, Boo, and he asked him about, what's going to happen between the two of them once Drake dropped his album, Certified Lover Boy. Here is what Boo had to say.
I mean, what's going on? Listen, it's two creatives, taking jabs at each other, but they get rectified, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, of course. I mean, we'll see. I mean, his album comes out, I think, in
Friday.
A couple of days, Friday. So depending on what he says on his album, I mean, we'll see.
All right. Well, now that album is out. He's talking about we'll see, like,
if they can clear things up and be cool again. I mean, they live right down the block from each other, so.
They sure do.
Right. So they're asking about whether or not this feud is going to go and get even worse or if they can clear things up. Now, here is a lot of people are saying this song on Certified Lover Boy on Drake's album is about Kanye. And I'm sure you can imagine why. The song is 7 a.m. on Bridal Path. And if you all recall, Kanye did post Drake's address and then took it down. So here's what happened in the song.
You hi to them little kids, you ain't famous to me. Told you I'm aiming straight for the head, not aiming to please. I could give a about who designing your sneakers and tees. Have somebody put you on a guild and you play with my seed.
Drake is
Kanye
ghostwriters.
Kanye ghostwriters better get to writing.
Yeah, Drake
sounds like he's coming at Ye to me.
From what I heard so far, Drake seemed like he's pitting on this one.
Respectfully, yes. But then
Kanye
there was
Ghost
the
ghostwriters better get the writing.
There was also the part about give that address to your driver, make it your destination. I don't know if we have that. All right,
I didn't hear that part.
Well, yeah. So
we have that clip.
One or two. Do we have it? No. All right.
Of course.
Well, maybe we'll flash back to that. Now, Dr. Dre's divorce drama is heating up. He is suing his ex-wife, Nicole Young, and he says that she allegedly stole money from his recording studio company, and so he's suing her for embezzling funds from that studio. They were both given access to the business funds. His lawsuit says that she decimated that account. She withdrew over $350,000 at the start of their divorce proceedings. She claims she was justified in taking that money. Her name was on the account, and she was still married to Dr. Dre at the time. So He also, as you know, in July of this year, was ordered to pay her nearly $300,000 a month in spousal support. This is so messy, man. I don't know if you've ever seen this. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, my question is, if both our names on the account, I can take out what I want and she could take out what she wants, really, right? Correct? Theoretically?
Right. That's what she's saying. She could take out that money, but I guess he's trying to say because...
But she's on her name's on the account, so she can. And their husband
people
and
do
wife,
it all the time.
So, yeah, I guess
people
so.
Do it all the time. I don't know legally what the ramifications are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at this point, I think we just need to stay out of billionaires' business.
You right.
You know what I'm saying? Let them work that out amongst themselves. I can't even imagine what they're dealing with financially.
All right, and it looks like Iman Shumpert is joining Dancing with the Stars. And listen, if Teyana Taylor is going to help him out too, it's over for everybody. Imagine if Teyana Taylor did it. But anyway, yeah, so he's joining the new season of Dancing with the Stars. And other celebrities so far that they have confirmed include Kenya Moore, JoJo Siwa. There was a rumor that Karrueche was joining, but then that has not been confirmed. And that is your rumor report.
Yeah, and you don't have to know how to dance to win Dancing with the Stars. I always remember my guy Bobby Bones won Dancing with the Stars. Okay,
it's a popular vote.
That's it.
Right? People have to vote. So, yeah, if you can get them votes up. But usually it helps.
All right. Now we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Texas.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's DJ MV. Now, you like attention? Because you'll be getting all the looks with the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G or Z Flip 3 5G. One literally unfolds into a tablet and the other fits into your palm. Shop now at Samsung.com. 5G connection and availability may vary. Check with carrier.
WWPRFM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of the Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God.
Rocking with the best.
More Drake. And more Drake. That's right. That's what you're going to hear all day long on The Breakfast Club and Power 105.1. That's right, because today is Drake Day.
By the way, remember, we're nationally syndicated, but, you know, if you are in New York and listen to Power 105.1, you know that's what we do any other day anyway.
No, we don't.
The home of hip-hop Drake, R&B Drake.
Now we do Pop Smoke,
and more
too.
Drake.
All right. Well, let's get into some front page news. What are we starting with, Yee?
Well, let's start with Joe Biden's response to the new law in Texas that says basically it basically bans most abortions, anything after 6 weeks, and anybody who assists someone in getting an abortion, even driving them to a clinic. Private citizens can now bring civil suits against anybody who assists a pregnant person seeking an abortion. Now, Joe Biden says that this enforcement structure is a bizarre scheme with the potential to unleash constitutional chaos. He said complete strangers will now be empowered to inject themselves in the most private and personal health decisions faced by women. And he said he's launching a whole of government effort to respond to that law, tasking the Department of Health and Human Services and the Justice Department to see what steps the federal government can take to ensure that women in Texas have access to safe and legal abortions. Now, when asked Wednesday by reporters what options that Joe Biden has available to him, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president would push Congress to codify Roe versus Wade as law. She said there is a specific course of action that can be taken to help protect these types of lawsuits in the future. And then she spoke to a reporter, and here's what happened.
Why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
He believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions, and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected.
Man, they pick and choose when it comes to the Bible. They don't feel that way about the death penalty. They don't feel that way about police officers who kill unarmed black and brown people. Like, they just pick and choose when it comes to the Bible.
People will make the scriptures, work for them. Yes.
Yeah. It's unreal.
I still don't understand why things aren't just federal. Like, you look at something like, how can something be okay in one state and not in another state? That doesn't make sense to me. That does, if we all live in America, why should something be legal in New York but illegal in Texas? That's wild to me. That doesn't confuse anybody.
That's
else.
That's why you got local and state
laws.
That's why we have governors, mayors.
Laws.
Yeah, but that don't make sense. You could smoke weed in certain states, but if you go to certain states, you get locked up for that same thing. That's wild.
I get what you're saying.
That don't make sense because we're in America, right? We are in America.
I don't know if I would want the. I don't think I would want the federal government to be able to govern, you know, all of the local and state governments. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I think certain things people regionally have certain things that are necessary, and that you have. That's why you do have local laws and governors, just because they live there. They know exactly what that area needs more than federally. Sometimes you got to break it down, right? All right. And in Texas now, they have they can openly carry guns in public without a permit or training. I don't know that I would want that in New York. But there's a new pro-gun law in Texas that went into effect Wednesday. So most Texans who own a firearm can carry it openly in public without obtaining a permit or training. And experts are saying that will make it more challenging for law enforcement to protect the public from gun violence. The number of shootings in Texas has increased 14% this year. There's been roughly 3,200 shootings compared to the same period last year, which was about 2,800 shootings. So, you know, no permit, no training. Yeah, you can openly carry guns, but without a permit.
Yeah, Texas has always been an open carry state, but just now you don't need a permit for it.
No,
but now you don't need a permit. Before, you needed a permit. Like, I have a permit, but now they're saying that
you don't have to
need a permit.
Any training.
Oh,
no training or nothing.
Okay.
As long as you own a gun, you can just carry it out. You don't have to do anything. This is it. You own a gun.
Yeah. I legally own a gun, though.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Legally own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so most, I mean, I'm not, I don't know, I don't have no statistics to back this up, but most people who legally own a gun know how to use their gun. Most people who legally own a gun have gone to do some type of training.
Gone to training,
to know
correct.
How to fire their firearm. Yeah.
I would think so.
I would say majority of people who own a gun know how to use their gun.
I would think so, yes. I would hope so.
But you don't have to. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that is your front page news.
And that's actually stupid for a gun owner. Like, you know, you should want to have some type of training. Like, why would you walk around with your gun on your hip if you don't even know how to use it? If you don't even know how to pull it out, take the safety off, you know, cock it back, whatever. Or it might be a revolver. Like, if you don't know how to use it, what's the point of walking around carrying it?
I know how to clean it.
I do think owning a gun is a responsibility that does require training.
100%.
It does.
So.
And right. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines. People have been talking about Lil Nas X. He posted on his Instagram, "Surprise, I can't believe I'm finally announcing this. My little bundle of joy, Montero, is due September 17th. And he's, I guess he's by his pool on his knees, and he's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So let's open up the phone line and say, what are your thoughts? All right, I see so many different people have comments. 800-585-1051.
And this is exactly what Lil Nas X wanted, by the way. This is exactly his what he wanted. He's trolling y'all. And once again, like he said, everybody's talking about him.
All right.
I wouldn't even call it trolling. I just think it's marketing.
All right. Let's get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
You call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Lil Nas X. Now, Lil Nas X just posted on his Instagram a day ago. He said, I just want to quote it the right way. He said, "Surprise, I can't believe I'm finally announcing this. My little bundle of joy, Montero, is due September 17th. Now he's on his knees by his pool and he's pregnant. And so many people had so many different things to say about it. So we're asking, what are your thoughts? 800-585-1051. Now, Ashley Larry, Donnell Rawlings, he reposted it. You have what he said, Yee?
Mm-hmm. He said something about how's he going to explain this to his son.
You explain it by saying it's photoshopped. Like, what do you mean?
Then he posted a picture of you and Envy.
Yeah, he deleted both of them.
So somebody must have got on his ass. He must have been getting that social media smoke. But you know, man, listen, here's the thing. Everything Lil Nas X is doing is working. You know what I mean? And I see people calling it trolling. I wouldn't even call it trolling. It's marketing. He did this to promote his upcoming Montero album, and it worked. And to be able to cut through on a week that's dominated by Drake and Kanye talk and have people talking about you and knowing your album is coming out, it worked. And people say their projects are their babies all the time. He just decided to show you.
I didn't have a problem with it. Well, Donnell said, I'm with Freedom or whatever, but at this point, Lil Nas X is effing with the minds of kids. What are your thoughts? How do I explain this ish to my son? That's what Donnell Rawlings said. And I agree with Charlamagne. I mean, this is everybody talks about their album as their baby. This is a marketing tool. We know that man is not pregnant. So what's the problem? I love the fact that Lil Nas X stares ish up and makes people talk about it. I don't have no problem with it.
Now, Lil Nas X responded, too. He said, if I take an ish of myself, am I going to have your kids wanting to ish their pants? And then he said, let me get offline. All of this negative energy is not good for the baby.
Yeah, I think he's messing with the minds of adults more than kids. I don't think the kids care like that. You know what, though? And you know what? To the point about, you know, him pretending to be pregnant or whatever. You know, one of my favorite episodes of The Cosby Show is when Cliff has the dream that all the guys are pregnant. It's hilarious. And it's the same concept. All the guys are pregnant and they end up giving birth to their favorite things. Now, I was much younger back then and there was absolutely no social media, but I don't remember people seeing that as anything but comedy, as anything but acting. Nobody said it was disrespectful to women. Nobody said that episode was ruining the kids. Yeah. So why, oh, why does this bother older people who I know lived through that era of the Cosby Show like I did? Why?
Lil Nas X reposted a picture of a movie called Junior, and you can see on the cover of that movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger is pregnant, and Danny DeVito is there in the doctor's office.
Yeah, leave Lil Nas X alone. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Nathan.
Hey, Nathan, what are your thoughts on Lil Nas X, posting a picture of him being pregnant?
Well, good morning to you all, first of all, DJ Envy, Charlamagne, and Angela Yee.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
I like the point that Charlamagne brought up. I can understand the fact that it's advertisement and marketing. That's a good point, but it's still just a little too much, man. I think he's going too far. And I want to kind of comment also about the little comment that Charlamagne made to Poochie when he was on, saying that back in the days when we were growing up and we listened to hip hop music, that it was negative. Well, back then people were just rapping about what they saw in their neighborhoods. I understand that it was negative, but at the same time, it's what they saw.
That's not all the way true, though, bro. Because a lot of these brothers and sisters were straight up lying because they knew that the gangster image was profitable at the time. That's what the whole movie CB4 was about. And that's why rappers that were really from that lifestyle used to call out other rappers, you know, for just straight up marketing, you know, trauma and the gangster stuff that they know they wasn't living. So we can't sit here and say that people were, you know, all rappers were actually reporting what they lived, because that's not true.
Well, you just taught me something, because I thought that, you know, back then, according to, like, my favorite rapper, like Nas and them, it was all about what they saw when they was growing up. So I figured back then, yeah, it was negative, but we could relate because, you know, that's what we saw when we were growing up.
It's the same thing as what you saw, not what you've been through. A lot of times, watch the local drug dealers, and then they rap about the local drug dealers at times. That doesn't mean they necessarily did it, and a lot of artists done that before that had nothing that was good kids, went to good schools, but they knew it sold.
And Nas always had that proper balance, too, though, my brother. Like, Nas always had had things of socially redeeming value in his music. I learned a lot from Nas growing up.
Me too. And that's what I thought. I thought that, you know, by listening to the music, until you just explained that point, that they rapped about what they saw versus what Lil Boosie was trying to say about Lil Nas X. I mean, that's a different type of vibe. You know what I mean? Like I can understand, you know, it was all negative, Charlamagne. He said talking about guns and girls and all that, but we knew that they were just talking about that, and I didn't believe that they actually went out and did that. They saw that, like DJ Envy just said. You know,
there's a lot of kids that went to jail following their favorite rapper thinking that they
Boosie literally said that in the interview. Boosie said he came home and he saw a lot of his fans were in jail or dead because of his music. He said that. So I would think that if I was the type of rapper who was putting that kind of music out and I went to jail and I came home, I would be speaking out against that. I would be speaking out against people who push that lifestyle that's sending kids to jail or the funeral home. But what do I know?
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking Lil Nas X. He posted a picture of himself pregnant on his social media. What are your thoughts? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah. I know it now.
I'm in. Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're opening up the phone lines, 800-585-1051, asking what your thoughts on Lil Nas X. He posted a picture of himself pregnant, and people have a lot to say. What did Boosie say, Yee?
Boosie posted, Nas times WTF, you just don't stop. I think he's going to turn around and, I guess, F one of his backup... I don't know what he says here. One of his background dancers on national TV. Protect yours. God turning over in his grave.
God is far from dead. God is not turning over in,
over
any
in his grave.
Because God is not in no grave.
He's with
like,
us.
Jesus Christ. God is not dead at all. What are we talking about here?
Now, Donnell Rawlins also said something. You have what he said to you? He said, I'll do it. Well, Donnell Rawlins also said, I'm with freedom of whatever, but at this point, Lil Nas X is effing with the minds of kids. What are your thoughts? How do I explain this to my son?
But then he posted a picture of you and Charlamagne and said, no, this makes more sense.
No, that has nothing to do with this. We're talking about Lil Nas X. And Bobby Lights also responded. Bobby Lights responded and said, I'm the father.
I'm the father.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? What do you say, Charlamagne?
I mean, it's just really nuts to me that this upsets people more than a rapper standing with a gun or a bunch of drugs. It's like we've normalized so much trauma and passed it off as culture, but this upsets you? Like, he's clearly just marketing the fact that his album, which is his baby, comes out, you know, in a couple of weeks. He did this just to promote his upcoming album, Montero, and it worked.
Yes, it did.
Like, I don't understand why this is upsetting people. Like, why is this enraging you? Why is this the end of the world? Why is this what's going to, you know, cause your kids to just be all screwed up? Like, you know how you explain this to your kids? By simply telling them it's Photoshopped. If they even care enough to ask you about it.
Right. Hello, who's this?
Masha.
Hey, what were your thoughts on Lil Nas X posting that on social media?
I'm done with people just trying to have attention on their own selves. Like, okay, do you make your music, put out your albums, talk, you know, live your life, have fun. But extra attention for no reason is, I'm over that. I did want to get something off my chest earlier.
Okay.
What's up with people that don't want to do their jobs? Like, I go to McDonald's, pick up some food. You got an attitude with me because I'm hungry in the morning. What's up? You don't want to work at McDonald's? What's up?
All right.
Well, thank you, Mama. You know, to your point, though, it's not extra attention for no reason. It's extra attention because you got an album coming out.
Yeah, everybody gives extra attention. That's why Kanye did 3 listening sessions. That's why Drake posted billboards in every city.
That's right.
That's why a lot of artists do the things that they do to promote the album.
That's right. They was all trying to get extra attention for their albums that are out and coming out. Like, these are artists we're talking about.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ray. What's happening? How y'all doing this morning?
Ray, good morning. What are your thoughts on Lil Nas X posting a picture of himself being pregnant?
Marketing genius, man. Ain't nothing else to say.
Right, everybody's talking about it.
That's what I see.
I don't see anything wrong with it, you know what I mean? People want to say what they want to say, but it's marketing at its best.
That's all it is.
Thank you,
and it's not even, by the way, it's not even something I have never seen before. I remember when Oprah did a whole episode back in early 2000s about the pregnant man. You know, the Cosby Show episode I referenced earlier when Cliff had the dream that all the guys were pregnant and they gave birth to their favorite things. Like, I'm 43 years old. I've seen this before.
Right.
And by the way, all the people who are mad, we're not going to listen to the album anyway.
I'm sure.
And that's another reason why y'all even commenting. You know what I mean? If you don't like something, you know, just don't pay it any attention. Like, I'm serious when I say I'm at the point in my life where I don't hate you, I don't dislike you, I either love you, wish you well, or send you healing energy. That's it.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story? That was it?
Moral of the story is everything Lil Nas X is doing is working. And I don't call it trolling, I call it marketing. And like I said earlier, if you cut through on a week that Drake and Kanye West both got projects out and people talking about you and your album coming out, trust me, there's some albums that came out today I don't hear nobody talking about.
And also, mark my word, that record that he just put out with Jack Harlow, it's going to be a number one record in the next couple of weeks. It's a dope record. It's a dope record, so it's going to be number one.
What's
and that, I can't wait.
Was that Industry Baby?
Yes. It's a dope record. And I can't wait to see when it's number one, what people going to say. But, all right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, the next Versus live from New York. Let's see what y'all think. Who you got?
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just tuned in and you're hearing Drake, we're playing Drake all morning long for the release of his album. All right, it's also my birthday. So shout to all the Virgos out there. Shout to anybody that celebrates their birthday today. Shout to my brother Danny Fran. Shout to Wack. Shout to Paige. Shout to August Alsina. Shout to Low Key. And anybody else that celebrates their birthday today.
But we're not playing Drake everywhere, right? Just in New York?
Well, for the Breakfast Club, we're playing all morning long. And then after that,
for the Breakfast Club. Okay.
Yeah, for the Breakfast Club. So it's all morning long. Drake, 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 and more Drake. All right. His album is out today. I haven't heard it yet, but my son seems to love it. My son's a huge Drake fan.
I could see that.
He's heard it a couple of times already, and he
get it, Envy.
Go, 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 go.
I see
go,
you.
Go. Oh, you can see me. That's right. You can see me.
Doing the funky chicken.
No, that was the Beyonce.
Oh.
That was the funky chicken.
Look like a funky chicken. Yeah.
All right.
I don't even know what the funky chicken is, but that's what you look like.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, and you know one of my favorite shows is coming back, and they put the trailer out yesterday, so we have that for you.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, more Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And yes, we're playing Drake all morning long. His album is out right now. It's my birthday, so I made a light skin call, and we're playing Drake all morning long.
You shouldn't you got be it. Playing the new records then?
We are playing the new records. We'll play it after rumors, but let's talk rumors. Let's get to, let's talk verses.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. A new Versus has been announced. The summer ain't over, according to Swizz. Fat Joe versus Ja Rule, Tuesday, September 14th. Live from New York City.
I like that one. I like that one. On paper, see, here's the thing with verses. We love the verses that have a backstory behind them, that have a history. That's why, you know, Gucci Jeezy was so successful, Brandy, you know, Monica. But this is just one that's just two guys who have catalog. And that's what makes it dope, too. That's
yes.
And songs Jaru together. And they got catalog. What, New York?
Yeah, they got New York. I can't think of any
What's
others.
Love?
But yeah, they got
mean?
A bunch together.
What's Fat Joe's biggest record, What's Love?
What's Love?
I forgot Ja was on there. He's yes. on the hook. What's Love? Yeah.
He's on the hook. Yeah, and Irv Gotti produced it.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a good one. I think a lot of people are going to sleep on a lot of the records Joe has, because Joe has a long catalog, too.
Let me tell you something. Joe, I remember one time Joe came out. I forgot. What it was some show, and he kept saying, Hitsmania. Hits Mania. And he
Make
had
it rain.
Like 15 bands.
All the way
this
up.
This was like 8 years ago. So,
yeah, Joe got records.
Ja Rule got a lot of records, though.
And Ja got a lot of records, too.
On Ja, man. I don't know why y'all front on Jeffrey Atkins so much. I understand the whole thing with him in Fifth, but damn, man.
They both got records.
Ja catalog is serious, bro.
Hands down.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
All right. That'll be fun. And they're pretty entertaining, both of them. So high energy. All right. Now let's talk about Drake and his Certified Lover Boy album some more. People are talking about the song that Jay-Z's on, Love All. And they're speculating who is he discussing in this verse.
Wanted to kill me and y'all still with him. Y'all chill with him. And y'all wonder why we not friends. Best thing I could do is not build with you. When I could destroy you, that takes some discipline. I could send a team to come trail you.
Drop on the Clues Bonds for Sean Carter. I have not heard that song or that verse in full yet, but that sounded mean.
Who you think he's talking about? I saw everybody on social media, like, are you talking about Dame and Kanye? I saw a lot of people weighing in. You know, that's what happens. People put out a verse. They know people are going to talk about it. They know that.
I wonder if people realize that these men and these women have lives we know nothing about.
Nothing
and
about.
There's people that have been in their lives and done things to them that we know nothing about. We just know what we see in media. But there's a big world out there, people. I don't know.
It could be his man to grew up with. Could be a family member.
Word
we don't
up.
know.
But artists also know that when you put out a verse like that, people are going to talk about it and come to their own conclusions. You know that too, right? They're smart enough to know I'm going to put this out and everybody's going to be talking about it and speculating on who I'm discussing. All right, now, Insecure. Oh my gosh, I'm so sad that it's the fifth and final season of Insecure coming up. But they have released the trailer and here it is.
Oh, Issa, you were so simple then. I just want to be drama free and happy. I keep fronting everybody like I'm not scared about what's next for me, but I'm terrified. So what am I supposed to do now? Maybe there's a little voice in your head that's telling you that you're not done.
That's you. You're the voice in the back of my head.
Diddly hee hee.
Oh my God, what's going to happen? Well, get ready for season 5 to premiere October 24th on HBO.
This
all right, I'm Angela
real
Yee.
Real tearjerker, man. Insecure season 5 is going to be a real tearjerker. When y'all find out who passed away on the show, wow. Wow.
Don't do that to people.
A character everybody loves, man. It's crazy.
Stop it, man. That's not nice. Don't do that to people, man.
It's going to be nuts, bro.
Stop it, man. All right.
It's going to break the internet, man.
Who you giving your donkey to?
I shouldn't even be giving out no spoilers like that, but man.
Who you giving your donkey to?
You know what? Today is a good day to have a conversation. Since it's Labor Day weekend, right? Labor is all about work, right? Let's talk about people who aren't doing any work but want to be rewarded for not doing any work. There's a young man from Ohio named Austin Wallace. This is a very teachable moment. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We would like to have a healing word with him.
All right. Well, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here, and did you know that the General Insurance has been saving people money for nearly 60 years? Take a closer look at the General and see how they can help you save too. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They have to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, donkey of the day for Friday, September 3rd, goes to a 22-year-old Ohio man named Austin Wallace. Austin Wallace, God bless you, brother. Austin Wallace is a man who took a leap of faith. Oh, he stepped on the first step, even though he didn't see the rest of the staircase. See, Austin was making $100,000 a year working. I don't know what his occupation was, but he decided to quit that $100,000 a year job because he had a vision. He had a dream. He wanted to work with Logan Paul. Now, he doesn't know Logan Paul, has zero connections to Logan Paul other than following him on social media. But according to the sportsbible.com, and I'm quoting them right now, he decided he wanted to work for Logan Paul. So he quit his job, drove down to Cleveland, where the Jake Paul Tyrone Woodley fight was this past weekend, and he scammed his way backstage, end quote, from the sportsbible.com. Now, why did he scam his way backstage? Well, he wanted to ask Jake Paul for work. And this is what happened.
I quit my job legit 2 days ago. I came up here, took a risk. I'm originally from Ohio.
Did you sneak up here?
No, I didn't sneak in here. I didn't sneak. What do you mean sneak up?
Like
here?
On stage? Are you just like...
Yes, I did. I'm trying to talk to your brother. I'm trying to talk about business, trying to get a job. Like, I want to do media.
What are you good at?
I was 70 dances. I did like
What's
that.
What's your TikTok?
I did that video, you know, like going
oh,
like
you,
that.
Oh,
yeah, you know.
Oh, so you really got what it takes.
Yeah, I don't.
Then why would I
need
you a
mentor.
I bet. I can't be a mentor right now, right? In my life, I'm a f*** up myself. I need a mentor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need
a connections and you need
you.
People be
no,
around you,
no,
right?
No, I didn't have connections and people around. I have Jake. That's it. Do you have a brother? Do you have people, friends?
I don't.
You don't have friends?
I don't. I swear to God.
You're a good looking guy, bro. You have friends, bro. Lying. Go make content, do stuff with your friends. I'm glad you quit your job. It takes to do that, bro, but like now you gotta act.
Try to make a step.
Why would I give you a job? What are you good at? Logan Paul asked Austin very great questions. What are you good at? Austin didn't even know. Like, he literally had no clue what he's good at. He started talking about TikTok dances and just admitted that he doesn't even have what it takes. He doesn't even know what he wants to do. And Logan Paul said to him something that I think to myself often when it comes to certain individuals. Then why would I give you a job? Drop one of Clues Bombs for Logan Paul. That's as real as it gets. Okay, this encounter is exactly what I be talking about when it comes to certain individuals. Now, it's easy to say this is something the youngins do. It's the kids, you know, who want all the spoils of success but don't want to do any real work to get there. But it's not just the kids. It's everybody. Okay, it's something about this era of social media and instant gratification that has put a sense of entitlement in people, and they all want to be successful by simply doing nothing. Now, I don't know if it's because they look at some of these, you know, YouTubers or social media influencers and think these folks are living the life and it looks like they don't, you know, really do anything. But I wish people understood that 95% of what you see on social media is smoke and mirrors. It's not real. We talk about negative influences on the kids. There is no greater negative influence than social media simply because social media doesn't show you the process. You have to see how the food is cooked in order to know how to whip up a meal yourself. Social media, all they do is show you what they want you to see. They show you the final product. As my Monk's Corner brethren, Pastor Stephen Furtick, dropping the Clues Bombs with Pastor Stephen Furtick, okay? As my Monk's Corner brethren, Pastor Stephen Furtick always says, you are comparing your everyday behind-the-scenes life to someone else's highlight reel. These people y'all idolize on social media who look like they got the world in the palm of their hands really don't, okay? And being that a lot of them don't show you the process, don't show you the steps they took to get where they are in the world of being successful via social media, guys like Austin think they can get a job just because. What happened to having some type of skill set? This is why I be pushing trade schools on people. This is why I be pushing STEM engineering on people. Learn to do something. We all have a gift to contribute to the world. And when you recognize your gift, your purpose is born. Austin Wallace ran up on Logan Paul asking for a job and didn't even have a skill set. He damn sure didn't have a purpose for doing what he did, because if his purpose is just to hang around Logan Paul and be famous just because, potentially get some type of clout just because he's in Logan's circle, that's not purpose. Now, would you like to hear how Austin reacted to Logan telling him the truth? Listen.
I just talked to Logan Paul. I make $100,000 a year. I'm 22. I do make $100,000. That's cool. And I want to act. I want to do these things. I'm having a breakdown right now.
Oh, I'm sitting in the cast. I don't know what to do. Like, I did come up here by myself. I do have family, but we're not the closest. And I don't have really close friends. You know, there's millions of people trying to do what I'm trying to do.
The crying. Austin, sit down for a second. Well, you're already sitting. Let me talk to you. You're crying because you're entitled. Okay, you think because you quit your job and ran up on Logan Paul asking for a job with no skill set, that's going to be a good enough reason for Logan Paul to hire you. That's the story you want to tell because you've heard those types of stories and nobody tells you the truth of the process. I quit my job and drove down to Cleveland and ran into Logan Paul and told him I quit my job and he hired me. No, Austin, what do you do? What do you bring to the table? Run up on Logan Paul with an idea. Run up on him with a product. Have something that can help him help us, okay? All right? Also, kids, if you're making $100,000 a year, why would you quit that job? I wrote about this in my first book, the New York Times bestseller, Black Privilege, okay? There's 168 hours in a week. That is more than enough time to chase your dreams and work a job that pays your bills. You can chase your dreams and deal with your reality. 168 hours. Let's just say you do 40 hours at a job. You still got another 128 hours left. Okay, let's say you in school for 40 hours a week, too. You still got 88 hours left. What are you doing with that time? Now, mind you, that's just me including school in the job. If you just got a job, you got 128 hours. What are you doing with that time? All that free time. I can tell you what you were doing with that time. Nothing. And you want to be successful from doing nothing. And that's not how this works, okay? Doing nothing gets you nothing. And there is a definite cost to doing nothing. And that's why you're sitting in your car crying, because Jake Paul didn't give you nothing. Because at the moment, and I said at the moment, you have nothing to offer. Please always remember that entitlement is delusion built on self-centeredness and laziness. Austin, I sincerely send you healing energy, and I hope this was a learning experience for you, because it should definitely be a teachable moment for the rest of us. And the teachable moment is simple. In the words of the late, great, forever legend Nipsey Hussle, find your purpose or you wasting air. Please give Austin Wallace the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
That kid's going to be a star.
Did y'all want to play a game or no games? Okay. All right. Just asking.
Was Logan Paul wrong?
No, he's not wrong.
Right. Come on, relax, Envy. Come on. We're sending healing energy. All right.
What? I just said, no, he's not wrong. That's all I said.
Yes, he's definitely not wrong. The man had no skill set. If you get the opportunity to be around somebody that can potentially provide you an opportunity, just make sure that you come with something. That's all.
Got to be prepared. That's all.
That's all.
All right. Now, speaking of prepared, tell us about the story we seen on Baller Alert. Ye.
Envy, you were the one that actually was very excited about this. And do we have the audio?
What story what happened? On Baller Alert?
This young woman, she was away.
Wait. Let's do this right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
Ooh.
It's freaky Friday.
All right. Now, tell us the story we seen on Baller Alert.
Well, she said her husband went to Miami for his frat brother's wedding. She said she hates the groom, so she stayed home. Now, her husband returned, obviously drunk or high. She said, I get in the shower with him and see a used condom slide out of his butt. He argues the condom was mine.
Excuse me, say what? Excuse me, say what? What happened? What happened, Angela Yee? Could you play that again?
She got in the shower with her husband and a used condom slid out of his butt. Mm-hmm.
His butt.
Yes.
Cite your sources.
800-585 Baller Alert.
What state? What city?
You can see this on Baller Alert, but he went to a wedding in Miami. Let's open up
the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Has a condom ever slipped out of you? That is the question this morning. It's Freaky Friday.
I've heard this in regard to the women. I've never heard this story at all in regards to a man. I've heard women say this before. I've never heard a man say this ever.
Well, if it can happen to us, it can happen to you.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back and we're taking your calls. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
put on like one of those furry butt plugs too.
Yes. Ornament for your ass.
It's Freaky Friday, goddamn.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. It's a Friday, damn it. So you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Yes, and the Freaky Friday question is, comes from a story we've seen on Ball Alert. Shout out to everybody over at Ball Alert. Shout out to Robin. And
Robin. Happy belated, Robin.
Now, explain the story, Yee.
Well, a woman said her husband went to Miami for his frat brother's wedding. She hated the groom, so she didn't go to the wedding. Husband returns, obviously drunk or high. I get in the shower with him and see a used condom slide out of his butt. He argues the condom was mine. 7 years gone. Advice?
No, she didn't say butt. She said butt cheeks.
Well, I'm reading what she wrote. She wrote butt.
Oh, she wrote butt. Okay. 800-585-1051. Has this ever happened to you, Charlamagne?
Yes, sir.
What's happened to you?
Yes, it has. Okay.
It has happened.
Now
what are you talking about, bro? Listen, first of all, no, shut up. Number one, I've never heard this in regards to a man. I've heard women say that, you know, they've had condoms lost in them. But to Angela Yee's point, if it can happen to a woman, I guess it could actually happen to a man, too. Now, Angela Yee said something that triggered something. She said to me that his wife hated the groom, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why did she hate the groom? Because it sounds to me like she may have hated the groom, but clearly her husband didn't.
Well, you think he didn't have sex with a groom. He was getting married. It had to be someone else.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't smell anybody's finger in this situation. I don't know who's who and who did what, but I'm just saying, putting context clues together.
Now, has this happened to you before, Yee?
Yeah, I think every woman at some point has had a condom kind of get a little stuck in them. So, because usually what happens is when it's over.
Hold up. Oh, wait a minute, Yee. Little condoms don't get stuck in people, right?
A little bit of a condom stuck in you.
I would think that it would have
because
to be a big condom,
right? Because when he gets flaccid and comes out of you, sometimes it stays behind. Because, well,
don't
know,
you
got to
be a certain size
gone.
Man for that to happen? You got to be deep in that thing, right?
No, I think that it could just be like kind of hanging out of you. But if he pulls it out, you got to think he's not no longer erect. And so it doesn't fit the same way. It's not snug anymore.
Oh,
so
I get what you're saying.
So when you come out of there, sometimes it stays behind because it's not snug.
So it's not about the size of the man.
It depends on if you're a shower or a grower. If you're a grower, then that can definitely happen if it gets a lot smaller.
Got you. See, I was thinking, okay, I thought it was all about the size of the man, and I was sitting there thinking, like, this guy has a bottomless booty. If that condom got all the way up.
Oh, my goodness.
Never mind.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Red.
Red, what up, bro? Has this happened to you before, bro?
Come on, man, Envy, man. No. No, that ain't happening. Come on, dog.
You calling, so I'm just asking.
When Angela read the story just now, I thought you or Charlamagne probably told her that.
No.
I didn't have nothing to do with
that. So it's a true story.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, y'all always played a little booty jokes up there. I thought that was one of y'all stories, man.
We don't play booty jokes. We play gay games. Get the name right.
Yeah, I can feed you, Charlamagne. Hey, Charlamagne, check this out, man. I need two of them books, man.
I got you, my brother. Which one you need?
He said, what you going to do for
him? I bought both of them from you, right? You got some good books, dog, so I bought both of them, man. But I would like to have that hard copy. You know what I mean?
I'm going to send you. I got you.
Hold on, man. We're going to put your hold, bro.
Producers. That's right. I got you.
Hello, who's this?
Who is this?
Avery,
good morning. Has this happened to you before?
Yes, it has. First of all, I want to say this is the first time I've ever gotten through to you guys, and I love it. And today is my birthday, so thank y'all.
It's my birthday, too. We Virgo brothers and sisters.
Right. It's all about the Virgo nation. But this has happened to me before. I was like, I'm 29 now, but it was like 18 when this happened. I was like 18 years old. Me and this guy were, we had just got done. And he pulled out. I was like, where is the condom that you had on or whatever? He was like, oh, it kind of bust. I was like, well, you weren't going to say nothing. So when I got done and went to go use the restroom, it just kind of slipped out. I was like, well, I found it.
Man. So let me ask you a question. How old is your child now?
No child by that young man.
Listen, you got to watch I May Destroy You because that happened on there. He actually took the condom off. You can't do that. But okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mama.
No, that's crazy. Thank you. Y'all
that is crazy. That's a violation. And happy birthday to you.
I really wanted to fight you, but you know, that's just how it goes.
Is that the man's fault when that happens, though?
But yeah, if a guy knows that that happened, yes, that is absolutely your fault. If you can tell it broke and you just keep going and don't say anything.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051 is Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. Now, for you guys to just join us, this story was on Baller Alert. You want to say what the message was, what the lady said? Yeah, on Baller Alert?
Yes, and this woman says that her husband went to Miami for his frat brother's wedding. She said, I hate the groom, so I stayed home. Husband returns obviously drunk or high. I get in the shower with him, and I see a used condom slide out of his butt.
Whoa. Jesus Has this ever Christ. Happened to you? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about a story that was on Baller Alert. Now, Yee, you want to tell them the story?
Yes, this woman says that her husband went to Miami for a wedding. She didn't go because she couldn't stand the groom. And he came home drunk or high. They got in the shower together and a used condom slid out of his butt.
Now, let me ask y'all a question. Can you not feel that, Yee? Because you said it happened to you. Can you not feel like something in you?
No, you can't really tell until he pulls out of you and then you're like, where is it? So no, you can't really tell. And it's always fun when y'all got to like fish around for it together, because then you got to be like, okay, you got to find it. And then he has to.
And I would think the butt is more sensitive because, like, you know, at least the vagina is, you know, things go in the vagina. The butt is usually, you know, exit only. I would think you would feel something just sitting in your cheeks like that.
Well, just to clarify, that particular area did not happen to me. But yeah.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Chef Wim.
Hey, good morning. Now, has this happened to you?
No, but I have an old childhood friend that kind of happened to. Her boyfriend was 6'4", and she was 5'5", and the condom slipped off of him, and it went in her, and she took his hand and literally went up in her and got it out.
Yeah, you got to get that out of you.
Wow, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus.
All right, well, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hey, good morning. Where you calling from, bro?
Good morning. I'm calling from Houston, bro.
Houston, and now has this happened to you?
Never in my life happened.
Okay.
So why you call?
Yeah, what's
okay,
what
but
you
look,
talk about?
This is what I want to, my bad. I just got off of work, I'm kind of slumped, you know what I'm saying? But I do want to say that, bro definitely took it through that back door. He took some back shots, most definitely.
Okay.
I think
sure
that's pretty obvious,
but
in this situation. I think that's the whole
himself.
Point of the story, really. I think we understand that.
When I think about it, I think you know what I'm saying. It's I don't know. Like, for one, where was he at for that to happen? Two, why did he let that happen? And three, what was the whole entire thing that led up to that? Like, that's I don't know.
It's called foreplay.
So you want to see the whole thing play out.
Whoa, Angela, I ain't say all that.
You definitely just said that. And it's fine. You want to see the foreplay.
No. Come on, Charlamagne.
What? Go on, but
you want to know all the specifics.
not the specifics, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a married man, what made you go ahead, aside yourself and aside your marriage, to go ahead and not only do it with a man, but not even thinking about doing it with a woman at the time? Like, that's just mind-boggling to me. I don't know.
Because clearly he's not just into women. You're a genius, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. Like,
he's very smart.
Like, you are a genius. You are one of the smartest people that have ever called this radio station.
He's
ever.
A detective.
Right?
I mean, wow. The way he's putting this together is incredible.
Yeah, let's do one more. Hello, who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm calling from the Bronx.
Hey, has this happened to you before?
No, this hasn't happened, but it's so ironic me listening to the show because I just seen a TV show on BET, Double Cross, and I think like the first or second episode, that's the exact scene. I just watched this week, and that's the exact scene. It's so one of the main characters, she's a doctor, her fiance, they get in the shower, and while they're in the shower together, he like turns his back and she sees it. And in the TV show, she like goes to pull it out and it, you know, it'll interrupt and she wind up killing him.
You know what? I bet you any amount of money that I'm going to go on Baller Alert and click on this story, and that's exactly what they're talking about.
I'm sure.
I guarantee you, it's like an old,
it's not old, but it's, you know, it's fairly new, but it's old. They probably get ready to roll into season two, but it's like the first or second episode, and that's the exact scene.
Yeah, and it says on Baller Alert.
Send me the damn link.
I did send you. It says, sis been watching Double Cross, unless this is common-ish.
Oh,
I didn't read.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, envy.
Just ruined it for us, ma'am. All right. Well, like, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is just know this weekend, this three-day holiday weekend, if a condom gets stuck in you, man or woman, just know that this too shall pass.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and we're talking about new music. Well, this Jamaican sprinter has dropped his debut album, and you all know him, probably one of the most legendary Olympic sprinters of all time.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's a Friday.
Happy
we're playing
Drake Day.
All day. It's my birthday, and let's get right to the rumors.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, Michael Jordan's used underwear is being auctioned off. They said he wore them regularly. And they described it as underwear compression shorts. They had some loose threads evident at the seams. And the bidding started at $500. So far, it's up to $976 with 8 bids submitted. And you have until September 25th to wear his drawers. All Why? Right, now Candy.
Why? No. You're not going to just speed by this. Why? For an NFT? You know what I'm saying? Is that what this is
it's
for?
Not an Are NFT. It's his real underwear.
It's an NFT. Nasty, funky testicles, okay? And by the way, Michael Jordan's DNA will not make you Michael Jordan. The only way that investment makes sense is if you can buy those drawers and use Michael Jordan's juices, his DNA, to clone another Michael.
Wow. All right. Now, Candy Burris revealed that she wanted to commit suicide as a kid but couldn't find her mom's gun. She made that revelation while speaking with her friend, Esther Farrow, about a lot of different topics on her show on YouTube, Speak On It.
I understand depression and different things like that because I dealt with stuff like that at a younger age. I had a bout in middle school where I actually wanted to commit suicide. But praise the Lord, I wasn't able to find my mom's gun when I wanted to do it. And as I got in high school is when I started finding myself, but then I also lost my brother in high school. So it was still dealing with a bout of depression and pushing through.
Damn, oh, sending Candy. That Queen Candy Burris healing energy always, man.
The pain in her voice and she's even trying
going through.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it. And Oscar De La Hoya says that he was raped when he was a young teenager. Now, he was talking to reporters leading up to his comeback fight that's going to be happening on September 11th. And he said the incident took place at a boxing competition in Hawaii. He said he was 13. It was an older woman. And he said, I lost my virginity over being, you know, being raped, basically. He said she was over 35 at the time. He said, you suppress everything. You're living this life, the golden boy, but oh-ish, wait, that's still there. I never thought about it. I never processed it. I never really thought how my feelings are until one day it just comes out and you don't know how to deal with it. So he talks about dealing with all kinds of childhood traumas that he had, and this was in the LA Times.
Well, I'm glad you know, he's speaking on it because people be having all kinds of traumas they don't talk about. And when you don't deal with your traumas, they ultimately deal with you.
Some people act like it's cute when you're like a young boy and you lose your virginity to an older woman. It's not cute. There's nothing cute about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I thought for years. I didn't even start referring to it as molestation until I got way older and started, you know, going to therapy and stuff myself. Before that, I never even referred to it as molestation.
Mm. All right. Now, Usain Bolt has put out his first ever debut album. You know he loves music, and he's been talking about putting this album out. It's called Country Ute, and here's a preview of a song. By the way, it sounds good. It's called Lockdown.
I don't give up off, no, I don't give up off. We need a little fun before we go back on our walk. I don't give up off, no, I don't give up off. Liquor for drinks, so back up the liquor truck.
Hey,
now, is that soca?
Dance hall.
Dance hall?
That's dance hall.
Reggae.
That's not Usain Bolt. That's it. He produced it. That's Sham. That's Sham. He's doing he's doing a Khaled album.
Didn't I say that we played behind the scenes? I said, how we know that's Usain Bolt?
No, that's not Usain Bolt. That's Sham. That's Sham.
He has a whole album out right now.
He produced it. He just produced that record. He's doing, I guess, like a Khaled album, like he's doing Usain Bolt Presents.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, it sounds really dope. So make sure y'all pick that up. And Bobby Shmurda has a new song out. His first since being released from prison. He's finally put out a freestyle. It's called No Time for Sleep.
A lot of M's in my 23, bitch. 45 on my whistle with my Benaki, bitch. 45.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Happy Friday.
All right. You're not going to play my song? I mean, it's my birthday.
I mean, you got to request
it's
it.
It's only right. Can we start the song off, at least play the first verse of going to be the new light skin anthem right now?
Happy born day to my guy, Envy. Happy born day to my brother, Wax. Happy born day to Pager. My Page. I love my peoples, man.
No, not that song.
That's the song. Turn that on. Yeah. Oh. Drop it low, Envy.
I'm low. I'm low.
Make that condom fall out.
Oh, you stupid. All right. Well, Revolt, we'll see you on Monday. Can we start off the mix with can we start it off right now and then play Top It Out and get to my mix? Is that all right? Can we play like a 60 seconds of it? Can you start it? It's off Drake's album. We've been playing Drake all day. Can we play a little bit of it? It's called I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt. Can we play it?
Come on, birthday boy. Let's get it together.
Yes. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. The mix is up next, y'all.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy here. Listen, mediocre phones are out. The new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G is in. It folds clothes and fits in your palm, and even bends to stand up on its own for hands-free selfies, group shots, and videos. So cool. Shop now at Samsung.com. 5G connection availability may vary. Check with carrier. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Shout to everybody in Florida. I'm going to be all over Florida this weekend. I got a lot to do this weekend. And, of course, planning for the Coachella car show in Miami. So I'm going to be out there. So if you haven't got your tickets for Coachella Detroit or Coachella Miami, please get your tickets. I'll be out there planning, measuring, and doing everything I have to do to make sure that car show is a success. So I'll see you in a little bit, Florida.
Weekend for you. I'll be in Washington, D.C. this weekend doing the Rosé Festival. It's outdoors. So you can see me out there. My girl Estelle, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Lupe Fiasco. It should be really fun. So if y'all want to come out, outdoors, daytime, Rosé Festival in D.C.
I will be at home in my backyard, barefoot, walking through the grass, meditating, and doing healing energy cleansing work this weekend.
All right.
You're not going to go to Made in America?
I would not be a no Made in America. I'll be in the backyard with my one of my spiritual advisors, getting my healing cleansing, cleansing, energy cleansing.
All right. Well, during that cleansing, make sure nothing comes out your butt like the story earlier, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
This is crazy. This is wild. You need healing, bro. I'm sending you healing energy this weekend. Okay. I want everything to heal except for your butt. I want that to hurt all weekend. Why don't you grow up, man?
Me, okay? You grow up.
I'll be in there trying to be grown and mature, and here you go. Could you stop? We are 40 plus years old. Stop.
No. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right, now you got a positive note?
I do, man. The positive note is simply this. I want y'all to really think about this weekend, but just know everything will happen the way it has to happen. Everything you're stressing about will eventually fall into place, and you will be able to see that you're guided and protected. There is nothing to worry about. Just be present and be the best you can be.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.